AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is warning Iran against reconstituting its nuclear program.
Iran may be behaving badly. It hasn't been confirmed. But if it's confirmed, look, they know the consequences. You know, consequences will be very powerful, maybe more powerful than the last time.
The president met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his resort in Florida and has insisted Tehran's nuclear capabilities were completely and fully obliterated after U.S. strikes on key nuclear enrichment sites back in June. But Israeli officials have been quoted in local media expressing concern about Iran rebuilding its supply of long-range missiles capable of striking Israel. The two talked about the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza.
Horrible for them. Horrible. Okay. It's going to be really, really bad for them. And I don't want that to happen. But they made an agreement that they were going to disarm.
Both sides accuse each other of violations, and divisions have emerged among U.S., Israel, and Arab countries about the path forward. Survivors and families of the victims of a deadly train crash in southern Mexico are demanding answers as the government vows to investigate what caused the train to derail on a rail line connecting the Pacific Ocean with the Gulf of Mexico. 13 people, including a teenager, died. A federal judge dismissed a criminal case against a popular Los Angeles TikTok streamer who is currently being held in immigration detention. Police in New Jersey say a second pilot has died following a mid-air helicopter collision. Text message screenshots obtained by the AP show Tyler Perry and Boo a Madea Halloween actor Mario Rodriguez remained in contact years after Rodriguez claims Perry assaulted him. Rodriguez filed a lawsuit last week alleging assaults between 2014 and 2019. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutelle, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street at the start of another holiday-shortened week. The S&P 500 lost 0.3% Monday. With just two more trading days left in 2025, the S&P is up more than 17% for the year. Markets will be closed Thursday for New Year's Day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 249 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite also fell 0.5%. Energy stocks gained ground along with rising crude oil prices. ExxonMobil rose 1.2%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 4.11%. Seth Soutelle, New York.
Anthony Joshua, the British boxer and former world heavyweight champion, is in stable condition at a hospital after a car crash that killed two other passengers in Nigeria. Joshua recently beat YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul in Miami. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing service that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client, Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. Now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.